Tonight marks the start of the 6th annual Babble series, where the Just Buffalo Literary Center brings some of the globe's most accomplished writers to speak at Kleinhans Music Hall. Among those who have visited are three winners of the Nobel Prize for Literature. Barbara Cole, Just Buffalo's artistic director, says the goal of the lecture series is to recruit writers who've penned works that will challenge the Buffalo audience, but often the lessons are reciprocal.
I'm curious when these authors come to Buffalo then, what their, perceptions were of Buffalo before they came here and what they may have been like after they leave.
It's one of the most moving aspects of the Babble series to see these authors come from, they have traveled all over the world to present their works, and one after another, every single time, they say this is absolutely unprecedented. They are so impressed by the audience at Babble, by how serious and thought-provoking the questions are during the question and answer, by how well organized the entire event is. They visit the Albright Knox or Darwin Martin House, and they're so thrilled to actually see what a dynamic city we have here.
Almost since inception, visiting authors have addressed large, enthusiastic audiences. According to Barbara Cole, 900 people showed for the very first lecture 6 years ago. Salman Rushdie's appearance sold all 1,500 tickets available at Kleinhans. Hundreds subscribe to guarantee tickets to see and listen to each of this year's four authors.
It's really a citywide commitment to reading good books and talking about good books. So it's not just the events themselves, but it's also all of the other Babble-related events that we do, the book discussions at Betty's, the community nights with the International Institute, Babble in the Schools education events. This is a real testament to what an amazing city Buffalo is, in that we really care about good literature, we care about good books, and we are second only to Portland Arts and Lectures in terms of our participation levels. So Buffalo is really on the map as one of the most dynamic cities in the country that's committed to literature.
Kicking off the 6th Babble series tonight is author Russell Banks.
I guess then why Russell Banks? I know you have a lot of different elements that you consider when you pick these authors. Why him?
Russell Banks, I think, was particularly interesting because of his novel, The Sweet Hereafter, which is the text we selected as the citywide if all of Buffalo read the same book. The Sweet Hereafter focuses on a bus disaster that many children die in, and it seemed particularly resonant for Western New Yorkers to read a book about how a community confronts disaster and loss on that scale.
Romantic comedy, it is not. More like 50 Shades of Darkness. But Babble supporters wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. I think one of the greatest features of the Babble series is that it allows the community to come together and focus on books that are sometimes very challenging. And because we're grappling with some challenging themes in our life, whether we're thinking about war or we're thinking about death and loss and grief, this is one of the great gifts that literature gives us. It gives us a language to talk about and think about what is sometimes unspeakable or unthinkable.
Not only does that depth attract a large audience, it routinely draws literature lovers from Toronto. Visitors have traveled to Buffalo from 12 states to listen to Babble's big-name authors.
And if you're interested in more information, you can go to our website, justbuffalo.org. And also on our website, you can find out about any literary events that are happening in the city of Buffalo on any given day. If you click on Literary Buffalo, you'll see any event that's happening. We have it listed.
Again, Russell Banks opens the 6th annual Babble series tonight at 8 at Kleinhans Music Hall. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.